I think it'll be a very tough one. We're trying to get to that point now where it's nitty-gritty and trying to knuckle down towards finals opportunity. So yeah, I think they'll be coming with very strong hearts.
With all the wet weather and catch-up games and all that sort of stuff, where does the Mustangs sit on the table now?
We're still sitting currently first, which is absolutely amazing. But as I mentioned before, with lots of the other teams needing catch-up games and games in hand, it's really hard to compare a table right now. So we're sitting at the top of the table, and that's very exciting, but we're not reading too much into it at all.
Cessnock somewhere near the top or further down the bottom?
Towards the top. They're currently sitting third with a lot of games in hand. So they've obviously had a bit of stint and momentum as well with a few washout games facing them.
The Mustangs have had a few challenges in recent weeks with player numbers due to last-minute changes of game times and all sorts of stuff. How will you go fielding a full team and reserves this weekend?
It's difficult when we've got three all-age teams and travelling away all the way as far as Newcastle. So with sickness and everything else going around, it has been a challenge that we've taken on the chin and powered forward, which has been amazing. And for us to now, after a string of away games, to have this home game, it really feels like the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think that we will really take this opportunity to shine, have an amazing day. This should set us up forward with our momentum to go ahead towards the end of the season. So we're super excited and, there'll be no problems fielding teams this weekend.
How proud of you are of the team for still, you know, getting some pretty amazing results, even if they were draws when you didn't even have a full side on the field?
Yeah, it's been absolutely outstanding. To be driving those 2.5 hours all the way down to Newcastle, knowing that you're going to have a giant battle ahead of you, knowing that you're already against the odds because you've got no fresh legs on the bench, you're even missing players on the field. To have that mentality driving all the way down there and then to be driving back with a few points, that's just unreal. That's so inspiring. And it's happened more than once this season that we've battled through, and it's just unreal. And that's what's going to matter, those extra points, those boys that fighted so hard, that's what's going to matter at the end of the season.
You weren't desperate enough to call on the old man of the club, Ryan Frommel, to get onto the field, were you?
Could be saving him and for the finals. I think that's a secret weapon that we can't unleash too early.
Yeah, I bet he's thinking that too, by the way. Hoping for a big crowd for this last home game?
It's going to be absolutely unreal. When we have our home game, that's when we have our mini-roos. So our mini-roos, our under-sixes, our under-sevens, our five-year-old, they only play when the rest of the club is at home. So it'll be their final game as well. So that's absolutely unreal. This is going to be the end of their season, so they're going to be ecstatic. Everybody else that's had a string of forfeits or wet weather, they're going to be excited to get on the field. It's just going to be an unreal atmosphere, and we just can't wait.
And with the finals, all games are guaranteed to be played in Newcastle, or is there a chance you'll get another game here as part of the final series?
We won't get a game in Scone, just off our field capabilities and the lights and stuff, which is something that we're working on. So unfortunately, it won't be Scone, but it could be a little bit further up this way of the valley. It doesn't have to be Newcastle, but no, it won't be Scone, unfortunately.
Okay, so just finally, give us the essential details, what day, what time and where.
Yeah, so it's a giant day out with the mini-roos starting at 8 o'clock, so that's super exciting, and there'll be soccer all the way through from then. Every team playing, which is going to be amazing day out, no matter what time you get down there, and then finishing off with our top-tier team playing at 3 o'clock. So that's all on Saturday.